Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 and Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details.
Los proveedores de teléfono móvil dicen que ofrecen internet residencial, pero si tu internet viene de una red celular, es internet celular, no internet para el hogar. Cox Internet es más rápido y tiene velocidades de descarga más confiables que internet 5G residencial. En Cox puedes confiar para conexiones felices en tu hogar. Basado en análisis de Cox de datos de Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Q3 2022 en áreas de servicio de Cox. Visita cox.com/internet para detalles.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season finale of the League Wraparound. Yeah, that's right. It's the season finale of League Wraparound, and certainly it's been a great NFL season, and man, what a way to end it with this edition of the League Wraparound. Coming up on the program, I have him back on, Owen Whittleson. Owen is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards, both of those great media outlets. Take a look at the NFL from a perspective from the United Kingdom. Owen is a native of Manchester, England, so Owen is always exciting and entertaining and informative when he comes on the program. So again, we have Owen Whittleson back on the program. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards. Of course, Owen is a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, and we recap Super Bowl 57 between the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And also we discuss Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, and much more. So Owen is coming up on the season finale of the show. But first, I want to get to my top three storylines. I want to start off with Jalen Hurts. First off, Jalen Hurts played a fantastic game in Super Bowl 57. No, his team did not win the game, but it was a thrilling Super Bowl and one of the best ones we've had in quite some time. And Jalen is deserving of a long-term contract. Jalen, I believe, has one more year left on his rookie deal. And, you know, Jalen is deserving of the contract. And he's got a great agent that's currently representing him, Nicole Lynn, who is with the Young Money Sports, which is Lil Wayne's sports agency. Of course, Lil Wayne, Mac Main, and the rest of the people over there at Young Money Sports. So not only does Jalen have Nicole, but he's got a great support system of women that help him out in terms of not just the football side of things, but even with the media and the public relations side of things. But Jalen Hurts should be the franchise quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. He should be their next core. He should be their franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. As I stated earlier, Jalen, his team did not win the Super Bowl. However, Jalen put on a fantastic performance. If the Eagles won that game, Jalen Hurts would have been Super Bowl MVP. There is no doubt in my mind. And Jalen Hurts is just what the doctor ordered for the city of Philadelphia and for that Philadelphia Eagles franchise. So, again, Jalen's agent, Nicole Lynn, I hope they're working out all the kinks, working with Jeffrey Lurie, the chairman and the owner of the Eagles, along with general manager Howie Roseman, to get the deal done at least before the training camp or maybe before the start of preseason. But again, his team did not win the game, but kudos to Jalen Hurts on an amazing performance at Super Bowl 57. And I truly believe that the best is yet to come for him. My next storyline is going to be Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, as this show is currently airing, is only 27, man, and he hasn't even hit his prime yet. And it's so crazy that already he is a two-time Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time league MVP. He's an offensive player of the year. He's a five-time Pro Bowler. I mean, Patrick is just continuing to build up his resume, and it's only going to get better, which is crazy. And again, he hasn't even hit his prime yet. And my goodness, Patrick Mahomes, as I mentioned earlier, the MVP of Super Bowl 57, Patrick doing all of the right things on the field and off the field as well. And Patrick, again, we've seen not just, as I stated before, Patrick Mahomes is like a magician on the field. He is like the Chris Angel or the David Blaine or the David Copperfield out on that field. And we saw what happened in the big game against the Eagles. We know throughout the playoffs, Patrick had been battling a high ankle sprain, playing in pain time. We saw Patrick have discomfort to his ankle again. He took a sack, and Patrick limped off the field, and you saw on the bench was in disbelief, was angry, playing with a lot of pain. But, hey, in the Super Bowl, you have a long halftime show, and I guess when Rihanna had her between her 13 to 15 minutes to do her thing for the world stage, I'm pretty sure the Chiefs training staff got to Patrick's ankle, and whatever they did, hey, it proved in that second half. The first half, it was all Eagles. Second half, we saw Patrick unlock his magic. His team responded. Patrick made key plays. Again, from a statistical standpoint and from a number standpoint, Jalen Hurts outplayed him. But Kansas City, they made the plays where it mattered the most towards the end. Patrick Mahomes came in, unleashed that Mahomes magic. And guess what? The Kansas City Chiefs win another Super Bowl. So the future is beyond bright for Patrick Mahomes. It is just crazy. And again, he hasn't even hit his prime yet, which is just, it's frightening, man, but frightening in a great way. So congratulations to Patrick Mahomes for winning another Super Bowl, winning another Super Bowl MVP. And again, as they say, the best just gets better. And Patrick Mahomes is only going to get better from here on out. And my final storyline is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, what a season the Kansas City Chiefs had. But before the season had started, there were a lot of questions, particularly with the trade of Tyreek Hill going to the Miami Dolphins. The questions would be, would Kansas City's offense suffer? What about the Clyde Edwards-Helaire, their solid running back, him being hurt most of the year? Would Kansas City survive without him playing much of the year? Well, all of those questions were answered, and it ended magnificently with a Super Bowl. Earlier about Patrick Mahomes, can't forget about Mr. Travis Kelce. What a phenomenal year he had. He's going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer. Also, we saw the rise of a rookie, a running back in the name of Isaiah Pacheco. And we've seen defense really step up this year. Frank Clark handled his business. Chris Jones was phenomenal this year. Chris was so phenomenal, he was nominated for the league defensive player of the year. So Kansas City, there was what ifs, Tyreek being traded. Also, key injuries, as I mentioned earlier, with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, their running back being hurt. Well, guess what? Those questions were answered with a Super Bowl trophy. Andy Reid gets another one. Eric Bieniemy, he gets another one. I'm going to talk more about him in just a little bit. So Kansas City, and they also conquered the elephant in the room, the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, hey, we saw it in the AFC Championship game. Again, people were talking about Mahomes versus Burrow, Burrowhead Stadium, so on and so forth. Well, guess what? Hey, that question was answered. The elephant in the room, Kansas City, stood up to the challenge, and hey, they responded this year. And they said it was supposed to be a rebuilding year for Kansas City. Well, let's just say the rebuilding was quote-unquote successful with a Super Bowl win. So congratulations again to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning the Super Bowl this year and answering so many questions that people had on their mind. It was crazy. And again, Kansas City, they also struck gold in the trade deadline when they acquired Kadarius Toney. That was a game changer for them as well. So big ups to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning another Super Bowl. All right, before we go to commercial breaks, there's some interesting news and notes that I want to pass along to you. Eric Bieniemy, I mentioned his name earlier. Eric had been with the Kansas City Chiefs since 2013. From 2013 to 2017, he served as the running backs coach, and then he served as the offensive coordinator working alongside Andy Reid. from 2018 to 2022. The two Super Bowls, Eric Bieniemy heads moves from the Midwest to the East Coast, where he will be the new offensive coordinator and assistant head coach for the Washington Commanders. Now, I'm bittersweet about this. First, let me give you the sweet part about this. Eric is going to get an opportunity to showcase what he can really do. I mean, he's always been able to showcase what he can really do. I mean, working with Andy Reid, but we're going to really see it in full display. Ron Rivera, he's the current head coach of the Commanders. You know, Coach Rivera is more of a defensive guy. So we're really going to see Eric Bieniemy do his thing in terms of putting together offensive game plans. And Coach Rivera is going to trust Bieniemy in terms of putting offensive plans together, doing what he needs to do to get the job done on the offensive side. So I'm very happy, bitter side. What is taking so long? What took so long, or what is taking so long for Eric Bieniemy to get a head coaching job in the National Football League? I'm going to bring up two names that got hired this week. Shane Steichen, former offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is now the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Bieniemy is currently 53. Steichen is currently 37. Jonathan Gannon, who worked on the Eagles staff with Steichen, Jonathan Gannon, the former defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. Gannon, only 40 years of age. So let me repeat this one more time. Bieniemy, only 53. Steichen, 37. Gannon, 40. Eric Bieniemy has been tried and true resume as a coach. Now, there's some people around the league, scouts and some managers have said that Bieniemy can be rough around the edges and, you know, he doesn't interview well. That's the word around the league. Now, he's had interviews. He's had interviews with teams, and the same sentiment comes back out and says that, well, Bieniemy's rough around the edges. He doesn't interview well and things of that nature. I mean, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, he's been around for so long. He should have had his opportunity. And he's got an impressive resume that he's built up, and he continues to build up. Shane Steichen has only been in the NFL since 2011 when he started with the Chargers. Two seasons, spent one season in Cleveland, and then he returned to the Chargers. He was there for six seasons, two seasons in Philly, and now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Gannon had been in the NFL, started in 2007, one season with the Falcons. And then after that, he spent 5 years away from the NFL He was an executive with the Rams when they were in St. Louis. And then he got back into the coaching world, two seasons in Tennessee, three seasons in Minnesota, three seasons with the Indianapolis Colts, two seasons with the Eagles as the defensive coordinator, and now the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. It's a lot of mixed emotions when it comes to things like this. First, do I think Eric Bieniemy should be a head coach in the NFL? I certainly believe so. Now, I've heard, again, there's the rumors going around that they're saying that he's rough around the edges and he doesn't interview well. He didn't have any interviews for any head coaching positions during this season. He had them last season and the year before that and the year before that. Now, we've seen squabbles that he's had periodically with quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Could that have had something to do with that? Maybe. You know, again, I don't work in these front offices. I'm just a podcaster. I'm just a journalist. I'm just giving you the news and the notes and the information and how I feel about certain things. Bottom line is this. I think Bieniemy should be given the chance to become a head coach someday in the NFL. This may be the chance. This may be his chance in Washington. Ron Rivera, one of the good guys in the NFL. We know about Coach Rivera's health issues. His cancer is in remission. they were one game. I think the Commanders were like one game or two games away from going to the playoffs with Bieniemy over there. That can turn the tide. I mean, the potential is there. You've got wide receivers with Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson. You've got Antonio Gibson, that's a running back. The defense is already there. Washington's just got to clean it up a little bit on the offensive line. And the quarterback position is questionable. I mean, Sam Howell is definitely promising. I mean, Taylor Heineke's got some skills, but I am very anxious to see what Sam Howell is going to do in this 2023 NFL season. But, you know, I'll say it before and I'm going to say it again. I think two things are going to have to happen. Number one, you get more black ownership in the NFL. I think we'll see more black head coaches get more jobs. And I think number two, you know, there has to be some type of a black-owned league, like a black-owned NFL or maybe a black-owned football league where the Eric Bieniemies of the world will get their chance to show their worth and prove their worth. And the Rooney Rule, the Rooney Rule is just a rule thing. It's just to say, yeah, we acknowledge minority candidates. We acknowledge the contributions. We'll do our due diligence, give an interview to at least one candidate. And, that's the icing on the cake, whatever the case may be. But strange situations going on. But, again, congratulations to Eric Bieniemy for becoming the offensive coordinator and the assistant head coach for the Washington Commanders. And as I stated before, other head coaching positions that have been filled, Shane Steichen, the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and Jonathan Gannon is the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. And also, before we go to break, kind of the trouble in paradise right now in the city of New Orleans. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara and three others were indicted in a beating at a Las Vegas nightclub at Pro Bowl weekend last year. Of course, Kamara, who is, as I mentioned earlier, running back for the New Orleans Saints, along with Cincinnati Bengals cornerback Chris Lammons and two other men, they faced criminal charges after a beating that had taken place outside of a nightclub in Las Vegas during Pro Bowl weekend last year. There was a grand jury that indicted Kamara, Lammons, along with two other gentlemen, Christopher Young and Percy Harris, on charges of conspiracy to commit battery and battery resulting in substantial bodily harm. So the NFL is, of course, they've been involved in this for a minute, and they're going to be involved in this for a minute as well. And then also, too, that could change the landscape leading into the 2023 season for the New Orleans Saints. A lot of questions that they have, of course, Dennis Allen, the head coach, is coming back. Pete Carmichael is coming back as the offensive coordinator. They have some issues at the quarterback position. We don't know if Jameis Winston is going to fulfill the final year of his contract. Andy Dalton is a free agent. They don't know if they're going to bring him back. There's a lot of questions down in New Orleans. But what they're saying is, according to multiple sources with the Kamara situation, is it was reported that Kamara was frustrated after the gentleman that was assaulted in this incident. He made fun of Kamara's girlfriend and to another, and Kamara and the rest of the gentlemen were responsible for the incident that had taken place. That's according to multiple sources, that Kamara became angry and frustrated after the gentleman had been making fun of Alvin's girlfriend. So, again, the NFL's got a lot on its plate. The New Orleans Saints, Mickey Loomis and Gail Benson, they've got a lot on their plate in terms of handling this situation. It's going to be never a dull moment in the NFL, and certainly Alvin Kamara and, of course, him and three others have been indicted in the beating outside of a Las Vegas nightclub during Pro Bowl weekend last year. And with this indictment, the judge has set a court date for March the 2nd. So we'll pay attention to that and see how that situation unfolds. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the highlights from Super Bowl 57 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. An exciting game indeed, highlighting two great quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season finale of the League Wraparound.
So many people are afraid of the dentist that will be telling you, I hate dentists. So in order to build trust, non-clinical skills are really essential because your patients don't really know about open margins, but they will know and remember how they're being treated.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Hanlon.
And I'm Dr. Wright.
And this is Dental Soundbites, an ADA podcast where dentists share solutions to challenges in life and at work.
Dental Soundbites, created for dentists by dentists.
Listen now wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Wright.
And I'm Dr. Hanlon.
And we want to welcome you to Dental Soundbites. This is an ADA podcast where dentists address solutions to challenges in both life and work.
Dental Soundbites.
Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you get enough dentists together and they start talking about all the crazy things that have happened, we can definitely provide a lot of wisdom.
Dental Soundbites, created for dentists by dentists.
It was huge. Yeah, it was huge
it
for
was
me.
Huge.
Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
So many people are afraid of the dentist that will be telling you, I hate dentists. So in order to build trust, non-clinical skills are really essential because your patients don't really know about open margins, but they will know and remember how they're being treated.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Hanlon.
And I'm Dr. Wright.
And this is Dental Soundbites, an ADA podcast where dentists share solutions to challenges in life and at work.
Dental Soundbites, created for dentists by dentists.
Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone told me something that stuck with me, and I heard it the other day too. And it's, if it hasn't happened to you yet, you haven't been practicing long enough.
You haven't been doing it long
enough. Exactly.
Yep.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Wright.
And I'm Dr. Hanlon.
And we want to welcome you to Dental Soundbites. This is an ADA podcast where dentists address solutions to challenges in both life and work.
Dental Soundbites, created for dentists by dentists.
Is it just me? No, it's everyone. We just don't like to talk about it.
Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
So many people are afraid of the dentist that will be telling you, I hate dentists. So in order to build trust, non-clinical skills are really essential because your patients don't really know about open margins, but they will know and remember how they're being treated.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Hanlon.
And I'm Dr. Wright.
And this is Dental Soundbites, an ADA podcast where dentists share solutions to challenges in life and at work.
Dental Soundbites, created for dentists by dentists.
Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the highlights from Super Bowl 57. Super Bowl 57 was an intriguing game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start off in the first quarter with the Eagles got going. Jalen Hurts, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, made his presence felt with this score.
Got to go for it. Surging forward is Hurts. No signal yet. There's a penalty flag in the middle of that. Nothing was signal as of right now.
Yeah. Offside. Defense. Lined up in the neutral zone. That penalty will be declined. Result of the play. Touchdown.
And so there you go. It is the touchdown. They talk it over. Hurts on the quarterback sneak. He gritties off to the sidelines. And another opening drive for a touchdown for Philly.
All right, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, that was Kevin Burkhardt on the call. So Jalen Hurts scores a one-yard rushing touchdown. The extra point by Jake Elliott was good. The Eagles now lead 7-0. However, you can't keep a good man and you can't keep a good team down. And certainly the Kansas City Chiefs would answer back. Patrick Mahomes finding his security blanket, Travis Kelce. Here's how it happened.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it! Touchdown!
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. Kevin Burkhardt on the call. So Patrick Mahomes throws an 18-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce. The extra point was good, and at the end of the first quarter, the game was tied at 7. Second quarter, the Eagles, they would fly high. Jalen Hurts finding one of his many targets throughout the season, A.J. Brown. Here's how it happened.
Hurts has all day, loaded up, taking a shot, looking for A.J. Brown. He's got it! Touchdown!
All right, that audio courtesy again of the National Football League and Fox Sports and Kevin Burkhardt on the call. So Jalen Hurts goes deep and finds A.J. Brown for the touchdown. The extra point was good. Philadelphia now leads 14-7 at the beginning of the second quarter. Let's move ahead to the action now midway through the second quarter. Again, Philadelphia had a great momentum going, but everything would change. Jalen Hurts fumbling the ball.
Hurts on a quarterback draw. Nowhere to go. The ball is loose. Sitting on the turf. It's picked up by Bolton. No one in front of him is going to score.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, and that's Kevin Burkhardt on the call. So Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, he fumbled, recovered by Kansas City defensive player Nick Bolton, and returns it 36 yards for a touchdown. Momentum really changed quickly midway in the second quarter. Harrison Butker's extra point was good, and we're tied at 14. Meanwhile, late in the second quarter, the Eagles would fly high. Once again, Jalen Hurts, and we talk about his resiliency and his toughness and the ability to block things out real quickly. Well, he blocked it out real quickly as he scored another rushing touchdown.
Now Hurts on the keep, has the seam, and Jalen Hurts is in for the touchdown.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. So the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, they rebounded very quickly as Hurts would score his second rushing touchdown of the game. The extra point was good, giving Philadelphia a 21-14 lead at late in the second quarter, just before the two-minute warning. So right before halftime, Jake Elliott made a 35-yard field goal, extending Philly's lead to 10, 24-14, the Eagles would have a lead. So meanwhile, during the halftime period, while Rihanna dazzled us and showed what she could do, the Philadelphia Eagles were definitely excited. However, the Kansas City Chiefs, they had their own issues they were dealing with Patrick Mahomes right before halftime. He limped off the field. Of course, I mentioned earlier at the top of the broadcast about the high ankle sprain that he had been battling since the playoffs, and he took a sack, and he ran off the field very gingerly, as both teams headed to their locker room area. So while Patrick was being tended to with the ankle, both teams were getting pep talks. Maybe shouting had happened in the locker room, whatever the case may be, depending on what team, what side you were on. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, after Rihanna dazzled us with the halftime show, the second half, the tide turned and the momentum shifted in the hands of Kansas City. Let's pick up action now in the middle of the third quarter. I mentioned his name at the beginning of the program. Rookie running back Isaiah Pacheco, he came out of nowhere this year. Here's Isaiah scoring a touchdown.
Pacheco right up the gut and in! Touchdown!
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports' Kevin Burkhardt on the call. So Isaiah Pacheco scored a one-yard rushing touchdown. The extra point was good as Kansas City cut the lead 24-21. Late in the third quarter, Philadelphia would increase their lead by 6 as Jake Elliott made a field goal to give Philadelphia a 27-21 lead at the end of the third quarter. The fourth quarter, man, what a masterpiece it was between both teams and specifically between both quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Let's pick up action early in the fourth quarter. Kansas City would get their first lead of the game as Patrick Mahomes would throw a touchdown pass to Kadarius Toney.
Quick throw. Toney's got it. Toney walks in. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That audio, again, courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports and Kevin Burkhardt. So Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown pass to Kadarius Toney. The extra point was good, giving Kansas City their first lead of the game, 28-27. Let's fast forward midway through the fourth quarter. After a failed possession by Philadelphia, Kansas City got some major field position thanks to Kadarius Toney, and it would set up a touchdown by Sky Moore, getting help from Patrick Mahomes. Here's the punt return, and here's the touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Sky Moore.
Low sinking kick. Toney on the run. Still up on his feet. Toney has a wall. It's another block. Toney inside the 20. Toney still going, and he's down to the 5.
Eligible player on back-to-back plays.
Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs, and Sky Moore.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. And, of course, you heard the call. That's Kevin Burkhardt, and then you briefly heard Greg Olsen. And so Kadarius Toney, we talked about a lot of us talked about Christian McCaffrey being the winner in the trade deadline with the San Francisco 49ers. But Kadarius Toney really changed the game for Kansas City going into the middle part of the season, or the second half of the season, and especially going into the playoffs and making a big play in the Super Bowl with the huge punt return. And that sets up Patrick Mahomes throwing the touchdown pass to Sky Moore. So the extra point was good, and it increased Kansas City's lead 35-27. I said it before, you couldn't keep a good man and a good team down. Well, you couldn't keep a good man and a good team down. Certainly not Jalen Hurts and not the Philadelphia Eagles. We fast forward to late in the fourth quarter. Philly making things happen, and certainly they made things happen. Jalen Hurts connected with wide receiver Devontae Smith on a huge play. And then Jalen Hurts doing what he does best, fighting, scrapping, clawing his way for a touchdown and the two-point conversion. Here's the play by Devontae, and here's Jalen making the scores.
Hurts has some time, going deep. Got a man, Devontae Smith. He's got it.
Go, go, go.
First and goal. They try to shove Hurts over the end zone, waiting for a signal. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles. Hurts looking for a block, and he gets there. He's in. We're tied at Super Bowl 57.
All right, so again, that call courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports' Kevin Burkhardt on the call. So after Jalen connected with Devontae on that big play, it would set up a goal line situation for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts scoring a rushing touchdown, and then he would connect on the two-point conversion. So that would tie the game at 35 late in the fourth quarter. But man, as they say, championship experience brings a lot of championship pedigree, and the Kansas City Chiefs showed off their championship pedigree on the final drive of this game. And man, I got to tell you one thing. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, and what they did was truly phenomenal. But unfortunately, the Eagles' defense broke down late in this game. They really broke down in the second half. We really didn't see the defense really be what they could have been throughout much of the season. I mean, it was basically, again, as I stated before, previewing up until this game, it was going to be a showcase of the quarterbacks. And it was a showcase of the quarterbacks with Mahomes and Hurts. But here's the crazy ending to the Super Bowl involved between the Chiefs and the Eagles. And it also involved an interesting penalty that has been the discussion, which was the discussion at the end of the game and is going to continue to be a discussion for many years to come. And, of course, the Chiefs got lucky with a big one. Here's the ending.
Mahomes, pressure, lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Prior to the pass, holding, number 24, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Essentially run it down to the field goal try with McKinnon. See what he decides to do here.
Yeah, he's got to get down.
And he does. I mean, there'll be mere seconds left if they take it down and kick a field goal and have to kick off to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs will set up for a Super Bowl 57 game-winning field goal. For the lead. Butker up. Got it. The Chiefs, 8 seconds away. Everything perfect there. Snap and hold. No slipping on the turf. And here we go. Hurts has all day. Now some rushers come. Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson on the call. So a crazy ending to another Super Bowl, and that ending has been talked about, is going to be talked about for many years to come. Patrick Mahomes throws an incomplete pass. It was intended for Juju Smith-Schuster. There was a pass interference penalty called on the Eagles. Defensive back James Bradbury had held Smith-Schuster. That gave the Chiefs great field position, getting them in the red zone. Jerick McKinnon ran the football, had a great run, giving Kansas City a first down. He had the chance to score a touchdown. He did not do so because he wanted to run time off of the clock, or as they would say, he wanted to milk the clock. And as a result of that, it was a first and goal for Kansas City. After that, it was after two failed possessions, it would be a fourth and goal as Kansas City called a timeout. Harrison Butker would go on to kick the game-winning field goal for the Chiefs. The Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, had one last chance to make something happen through a Hail Mary. To no avail, no play was made. It was batted down, and the Kansas City Chiefs would go on to win Super Bowl 57. Final score, 38-35. So again, a thrilling game, an exciting game. And this was all about the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. They really shined. Before we get into the final stats of this game, here's Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce at the end of the game.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Hey, this man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around. MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid, we got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
All right, that audio courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports, and you heard what Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP, said. They're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they were the Chiefs this year, and they definitely were that team winning Super Bowl 57. So Mahomes thanked his whole team. He thanked Travis Kelce. He mentioned Frank Clark, Chris Jones, the defense, the offense, special teams, the whole team for making a huge contribution in this victory. And they also mentioned the head coach, Andy Reid, his coach Reid at the end of the game.
Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes. And all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also. Well, he's the MVP. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight. It means a lot.
All right, that audio again courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. So Coach Reid giving props and kudos to the MVP, referring to Patrick Mahomes, and also kudos to his offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, who now becomes the offensive coordinator and the assistant head coach for the Washington Commanders. So that puts a bow on Super Bowl 57 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start off with the final statistics, the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, not a great first half, but it's not about how you start. It's all about how you finish. Mahomes finished completing 21 out of 27 passes for 182 yards and 3 touchdown passes. And also, he had 6 carries for 44 yards. Isaiah Pacheco, he had 15 carries. Isaiah had 15 carries for 76 yards and a rushing touchdown. Jerick McKinnon, 4 carries. Jerick had 4 carries for 34 yards, and he had 3 catches for 15 yards. Sky Moore, only 1 carry for 4 yards, but it didn't matter because Sky would score a receiving touchdown in the game. Also, we look at now over to the receiving side. Travis Kelce building up a Hall of Fame resume. 6 catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Juju Smith-Schuster, 7 catches, 3 yards. Also, Justin Watson had 2 catches for 18 yards. Also getting touchdowns in this game besides Travis Kelce was Sky Moore and also Kadarius Toney, his play paid off big dividends in this game. On the defensive side for Kansas City, Nick Bolton was the leading tackler with 8 tackles and including that fumble recovery touchdown. Leo Chenal and also Kalen Saunders both recorded a sack. And let's move over now on the losing side for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts, what a game. He completed 27 out of 38 passes for 304 yards and a touchdown pass. And he had 15 carries for 70 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. On the receiving side, what a game for Devontae Smith. 7 catches, 100 yards. A.J. Brown, 6 catches, 96 yards and a touchdown. Dallas Goedert, the yards. And the leading tackler on the defensive side for the Eagles was Avante Maddox. So, again, the final score in Super Bowl 57, the Kansas City Chiefs, 38, the Philadelphia Eagles, 35. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of Super Bowl 57. He wins his 2nd Super Bowl MVP. So, man, what a thrilling game it was between both teams. Patrick Mahomes, again, so scary. He hasn't even hit his prime yet, And Jalen Hurts, man, the best is yet to come for him. Jalen Hurts, I mean, the future is definitely going to be bright for him. Philadelphia's got to give him that contract extension. And, hey, sky is definitely going to be the limit. We know that Shane Steichen is no longer the offensive coordinator, but I think the Eagles will definitely bounce back, and the future is definitely going to be bright, not just for Philly, but for Kansas City as well. All right, to talk more into detail about this game, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards. Those outlets look at the NFL from the United Kingdom. Owen is a native of Manchester, England, and a diehard fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. We talk more about Super Bowl 57. We also discuss Eric Bieniemy, also head coach Andy Reid, and, of course, the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. Owen is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season finale of the League Wraparound.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When you stay at Vrbo, you always get the whole home. The whole upstairs, the whole downstairs, and the whole nap room. Only whole vacation homes. Always all yours. Book on the Vrbo app.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it! Touchdown! Pacheco right up the got it in! Touchdown! Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Low sinking kick. Tony on the run. Still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going, and he's down to the 5.
Eligible player on back-to-back.
Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs, and Sky Moore. Mahomes, pressure. Lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Prior to the pass, holding, number 24, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Essentially run it down to the field goal try with McKinnon. See what he decides to do here.
Yeah, he's got
to
get down, he's got to get down.
And he does. I mean, there'll be mere seconds left if they take it down and kick a field goal and have to kick off to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs will set up for a Super Bowl 57 game-winning field goal. For the lead. Butker up. Got it. The Chiefs 8 seconds away. Everything perfect there. Snap and hold. No slipping on the turf. And here we go. Hurts has all day. Now some rushers come. Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs
have won Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Hey, this is man right here. My man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around.
MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid, we got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also. Well, he's the MVP. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight. It means a lot.
All right, everybody. Indeed, it meant a lot. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the NFL, the National Football League, and Fox Sports, and that was Super Bowl 57. What a thrilling game it was between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, with the Chiefs coming from behind to beat the Eagles 38-35. And you heard Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, head coach Andy Reid, and of course the MVP of Super Bowl 57, Mr. Patrick Mahomes, and certainly a gentleman that's excited about the victory and still hasn't come off of the high yet of the Chiefs winning Super Bowl 57. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of a program called Arrowheads Abroad. It's the podcast that highlights not only Chiefs fans, but an NFL fan's perspective from a UK perspective from the United Kingdom. And also he's a contributor for 99 Yards, which is a blog site dedicated to covering American football. Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hello. Thanks for having me back. Listening to that back is getting me excited all over again. Yeah, what a game, what a team. I'm just getting the chills again listening to that back. Let's go. It was a huge game, huge win. I'm over the moon.
Oh, I know you are, sir. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And definitely yourself and a lot of Chiefs fans all over the world are riding a major high right now from that thrilling game that was between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, with Kansas City coming back to win Super Bowl 57, 38-35. I got to ask you this first question, Owen. What were your takeaways from Super Bowl 57?
I mean, it's got to start at the top with the head coaching job that Andy Reid done. Just an absolute masterclass in offensive play calling and just the scheme as well across the whole game. He really played his heart out, Andy Reid. You can tell it in the plays that he was dialing up and how open wide receivers were getting towards the end of the game, with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney both walking in for touchdowns towards the end there. And they're all plays that he was scheming up all game, and he was setting up for all game, and they really shined in those moments. So what a game from him, first of all. That's really stood out for me. Zero sacks as well allowed on the game by the offensive line for the Chiefs. So what a performance from them as well, keeping Mahomes in the pocket and able to make these passes and do what he does best. Zero sacks is incredible from our offensive line, especially against one of the best front seven in the league in the Eagles. Incredible. And then obviously you've got to talk about Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, league MVP this year as well. What a game from him, with a busted up ankle and riding off that playoff high from those first two wins, and just doing what he needed to do to get the job done, completing passes where he needed to. Making plays on his legs, like I said, when he's practically only got one leg, making plays like that down the field, like that 26-yard scramble to set up one of the final drives of the game. Just an all-round great performance from a great team and a championship-winning team. So, yeah, like I said earlier, I'm absolutely over the moon. Let's go, Chiefs.
Yeah, indeed, a lot to be over the moon for. Certainly the key points that you mentioned for Kansas City getting that victory with the play calling of Andy Reid, of course, the offensive line doing their job, and, of course, Patrick Mahomes. What more can you say about him? And we're going to get to Mahomes and Andy Reid in just a moment, but I want to start off with the Chiefs' offense. One of the things that caught me by surprise in this game was the running game. Isaiah Pacheco was effective in this game, 15 carries, 76 yards, and a touchdown. What a rookie campaign that Isaiah had this year. He took a lot of people by surprise. Give me your thoughts on Isaiah's play in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said there, he took a lot of people by surprise. Maybe not going into the Super Bowl, but certainly this season as a whole, obviously being a seventh-round rookie, I think we talked about him a little bit last time I came on a few weeks ago. Yeah, just a great player and had a great Super Bowl, like you said. I think he averaged about 5.2 yards a carry on the day. Just a great player who's proven it this year and you know, come in, like I said, unproven, being a seventh-round rookie and left it a Super Bowl champion. So, yeah, what a game from him. I'm glad that he had his moments in that game as well. Obviously, scoring a touchdown and putting in the performance he did. I remember one play that stands out from the Super Bowl is when he took an absolute monster hit from one of the Philadelphia defenders in the trenches and managed to hold on to that ball and not fumble it on a key drive for us. And kept that drive alive by dropping that ball, and which I mean, you couldn't really blame him for looking at the tackle that the defender laid on him. So yeah, I was ecstatic when I saw him holding to that ball and keep that drive alive for us. Great player, and a great, like you said, a great performance from him.
All right, and Jerick McKinnon, I mean, numbers wise decent, but he made plays when he had to. 4 carries for 34 yards. And he had 3 catches for 15 yards. Give me your thoughts on Jerick and his play in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, I mean, another player, like you said, who just stood up when he needed to and just was a key piece of this offense, regardless of what the numbers says. All season long, he's been like that, scoring touchdowns and putting yards together and being a really reliable veteran on this offense. And it showed in this game. It was really good to have the 1-2 punch of Jerick McKinnon and Isaiah Pacheco. So, yeah, what a great tandem those two turned into. And, yeah, he stepped up. He didn't have the numbers like Pacheco had, but he still made plays when he needed to, and he was a key piece of this offense and this team as a whole, this whole Super Bowl run. So, yeah, really happy for him to finally get him a ring. It's well-deserved. He's a great player. So, yeah, hopefully we see him more in a Chiefs uniform next year.
All right, somebody that made a key play in this Super Bowl. He had a touchdown in this game, again. Wasn't big on the stats, the numbers wise, he wasn't big, but guess what? He scored a touchdown and got Kansas City over the hump. Sky Moore, give me your thoughts on Sky and his play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the rookie. It's great to see him show out in the biggest game of his career and do what he needs to do to get into that end zone. He was wide open as well. Just great scheming from Andy Reid, but you can't take that away from Sky Moore as well. He's been battling the season against a growing wide receiver group, with Kadarius Toney joining in and with Mecole Hardman getting injured and Juju Smith-Schuster like showing out in some games and then kind of dropping into the background in other games. So yeah, he's had an interesting season with a lot of pieces around him that he's need to fight to get those snaps. So to see him get on that field in Super Bowl 57 and score a touchdown, it must be every rookie's dream, let alone NFL player, to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl and to be in that huge of a moment where he really needs him to step up in one of the tensest parts of the game was even more rewarding, must have been even more rewarding for him. I know it was, being a fan of the team that drafted him, it was a huge moment for us as fans watching the game, so it must have been huge for him as well. I hope he can continue to shine in this offense and continue to get some more snaps and get some more reps going into next season. But a solid rookie year for him, and so happy that he got that Super Bowl touchdown.
Awesome indeed. And speaking of someone that was really a game changer in this game, Kadarius Toney. Now remember, Philadelphia had a 24-21 lead in this game, but what turned the tide for Kansas City was Kadarius Toney's punt return. When Kadarius got that punt return, That's when Kansas City really got going in the game, and they just never looked back. And Kadarius wound up scoring a touchdown in this game. Give me your thoughts on his, on Kadarius's play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, when you get a key defensive stop in the Super Bowl, like the Chiefs did in that moment, you need to turn that into points. And that starts on special teams with the punt return. And what a play by Kadarius Toney. I mean, just weaving. And it seems seamless on that punt return. He was on the left side of the field, and then he kind of staggered back a bit and was looking for holes and then ran back around to where his blockers were on the right side of the field. Just a great high football IQ play from Kadarius Toney. To weave the ball all the way down to, what was it, the 5-yard line or wherever he ended up. The longest punt returner in Super Bowl history, which is, like, great. What a great stat to have for him as well. A guy who's been making plays all year for us, well, since we traded for him. He was so close to getting the first ever Super Bowl punt return for a touchdown, but didn't quite get there. But, I mean, I'm happy nonetheless. It was a great play from a solid player who's really going to shine in this offense. It was a great play, a great moment, and a tide turner as well. I think in a game that was so close and was so tense the whole time, especially in those final moments where it really could go either way, that really felt like that moment, that punt return really felt like a tide turner for our team and really seemed to give us that momentum to carry us over the line and do what needs to be done to come away with the win.
I just want to get back to Kadarius Toney for a moment. When the trade deadline happened, we heard, and rightfully so, that the San Francisco 49ers were the clear winners of the trade deadline when they landed Christian McCaffrey. How did you think the Kansas City Chiefs did? Well, we know that the proof is in the pudding now that they're Super Bowl champions, but what grade would you give the Kansas City Chiefs on with them getting the trade with the Giants to get Kadarius Toney?
I mean, the Chiefs saw potential in him. Brett Veach saw what he thought was a great player in him. I mean, it's what the Giants saw when they drafted him in the first round out of college, however many years ago it was now. But a great player and someone who I don't think was able to live up to his potential out of college. Put it down to whatever you want, but he wasn't on a contending team with the Giants, particularly for a lot of his career. So to get out of that situation and to come to a place like Kansas City with Andy Reid calling plays and Patrick Mahomes throwing you the ball, you can't really be in a much better position. So I think one of the biggest parts of this Super Bowl run for the Chiefs was how much of a team effort it was and how it wasn't like, you know, a few great players, although obviously having Patrick Mahomes in your team does help a lot. I think it was a really good team effort from all round, especially losing a guy like Tyreek Hill. You need to fill that hole with several guys, and I think that's what the Chiefs did this year with bringing Kadarius Toney in mid-season and taking Juju Smith and Smith-Schuster in the off-season as well. I think it was great that he stepped up and Kadarius Toney did his job at Kansas City, and I think he had a great year. And almost like a prove it year. I think he's proved to the rest of the league now that he's got that potential and he can really make a difference on a team that gives him a chance and gives him those opportunities. So, yeah, I wish him all the best, whether it's with the Chiefs or with another team. I think he had a great year. So I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
All right. And I want to talk now about Juju Smith-Schuster for a moment. He really, again, he was hurt most of the year, but he stepped up where it mattered the most, which was in this big one, 7 catches for 53 yards. Give me your thoughts on Juju's play in this game.
Yeah, he had a few crucial catches for us against multiple DBs. So he was doing it against everyone on the field. It wasn't the flashiest game from him. He made plays when he needed to, and he really helped this offense keep drives alive and get open and make sure that Pat knew that he was open so he can get the ball in his hands. And, I was really, really pleased with his performance. Like I said, it wasn't the flashiest, but solid catches throughout. And like I said, just keeping drives alive and keeping that clock turning for us, especially in the third quarter. It seemed like he grew into the game a bit and was better later on than he was in the start. But, yeah, that third quarter, he seemed to really come alive and really give us some presence when we were down by 10 at the half. So, yeah, great play from him. And just like the rest of the Chiefs team, he's now a Super Bowl champion. So what can you say?
I want to stay just with Juju for a moment. He's been in the news recently for his let's just say, jaw-jacking and a lot of trash-talking on Twitter between him and Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown in regards to the holding penalty called on Eagles defensive back James Bradberry. What's your thoughts on Juju and A.J. going back and forth?
Yeah, it was. It gave me a good laugh to poke fun at. I mean, it happens. When you win the Super Bowl and you win a championship as big as that in one of the biggest sports in the world, I mean, you've got to talk your talk. You've got to show out. And you know, he was. Unfortunately, Bradberry was the unlucky recipient of that. But I mean, he made a holding call in a crucial part of the game, and he admitted to it afterwards in an interview. At the time, it looked a little soft. Not gonna lie, watching it as a fan, it was a bit like, oh, I can't believe that's been called. And if the shoe was on the other foot and it had been called on a Chiefs player to set the Eagles up for a potential game-winning field goal, I know it would get me annoyed too. But yeah, I'm just glad that it wasn't against us. But you know, it's unfortunate, and Juju's a Super Bowl champion, so he's gonna talk, isn't he? He's gonna have some bark now that he's got a ring on his finger. So I don't mind it so much. I thought it was quite funny.
Someone that continues to shine a bright light on the offense. He's going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer whenever he decides to hang it up. Travis Kelce, I mean, what a phenomenal player he's been since he's arrived in Kansas City. Travis, 6 catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Travis's play in Super Bowl 57.
I mean, what can you say about the winner of the Kelce Bowl between Travis and Jason? Just a great player. Absolutely loved him from the moment I started watching the Chiefs back in 2015. Was doing it before Mahomes got there. Is now doing it on an even greater scale now that Mahomes is here. Just an all-round, like, brilliant player that has not stopped and not taken his foot off the gas pedal his entire career. And just showing year in, year out how he's one of, if not the best tight end that we've ever seen play the sport. So, yeah, like I said, a great all-round player. And just seems like a genuine dude as well, like a genuine great dude. I've been watching a lot of the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason, and it's been great to see them two chat to each other about the season all year long, and to see that relationship and to see his personality, more importantly, as a Chiefs fan. It's been great to see it, and I think his game talks for himself. I mean, what a great touchdown catch over his shoulder towards the start of that game to really set the momentum and kind of set that precedent of we're here to win this thing in the first quarter. So, yeah, just like I said, a great player. What else can you say about him? He's proved it. He's proved it now. He's done what he needs to do. And I hope he keeps doing it for a few more years.
All right. I hope he does. He continues for a few more years as well. As a matter of fact, he has like 3 more years left on his contract, so hopefully we'll continue to see great success from Travis. And I want to move over to the defensive side of the ball now. We talked about on the offensive side with Kadarius Toney and that punt return, and that really Kansas City, and that's when they really got on a roll. But before that play, on the defensive side, Nick Bolton, a fumble return touchdown. I mean, what a difference maker that was in that game, in that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts fumbles the ball. Nick Bolton recovers it, returns it for a touchdown. And that kind of started the momentum a little bit for Kansas City. And Nick also had 8 tackles in the game. Give me your thoughts on Nick's play in Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, he's been one of my favorite defensive players all year. He's been an absolute stud for us at that linebacker position, setting the single season tackles for a franchise for the Chiefs is just a phenomenal achievement for him, and topping it off with a Super Bowl ring, and to play how he played in the Super Bowl as well was just brilliant, and it's just a credit to how he's played all season. Like you said, getting that fumble touchdown, I mean, personally, one of my favorite plays is a defensive touchdown. I mean, I'm more of a pick six guy than I am a fumble touchdown, but I love all defensive touchdowns. I think they're really big momentum shifters. I think when your defense can take the ball away from the offense of the other team and then put it in the end zone in the exact same play is so impressive, and one of the most impressive parts about a football game. And so when that happens in a Super Bowl for your team, it's an incredible feeling, and it was great watching him run into the end zone after Jalen Hurts fumbled it. So, yeah, what a great player. And outside of that play as well, just had a great game. Nearly got himself a second touchdown in the game as well, but it was unfortunately called back for being an incomplete pass. So, yeah, nearly had two on the day, which is just, when that sort of thing happens, you just realise what a special player he is, and hopefully he's got a lot more years to come in Kansas City, because I'd love to see him in that red uniform again.
Absolutely. And a couple of other players I want to mention, Leo Chanel and Kalen Saunders, they both recorded a sack in this game. Give me your thoughts on Leo and Kalen's play in the big one.
Yeah, Leo's been a bit of a work in progress for the Chiefs this year. But, I mean, getting a sack in the Super Bowl again as a rookie, is it must be something that these players dream of. I mean, it's the biggest game of the year. It's a huge moment for them, especially being a rookie, let alone an NFL player. It must be a huge moment for him to be able to record a sack. It's one of those things where being a rookie and coming in and being drafted when you're drafted, you don't expect to, show out straight away, but doing what he did and coming away with a Super Bowl ring after his rookie season, I mean, I think he's got a great building block now to really show what he's got, and he's had that opportunity now, so I think it's his for the taking. He's been a fun player to watch all year, and like I said, a bit of a work in progress, but it was great to see him do what he did in the Super Bowl.
All right, and speaking of doing what he did in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes didn't start off well for him in the first half, but he got going in the second half, and that's where we saw the difference between good players and great players. And Patrick Mahomes, let's just say he is beyond great. His skills are so exceptional, and, man, he's just getting started in his career. He hasn't even hit his prime yet. In this game in Super Bowl 57, he completed 21 out of 27 passes for 182 yards and 3 touchdown passes. Playing Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's there's only so much you can talk about how great this young man is. 27 years old, he's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, a 2-time Super Bowl champion, a 2-time league MVP. The list goes on, and he's been in the league 5 years. It's almost unheard of having a start like this to an NFL career. At quarterback, what a special player! I'm just so glad the Chiefs traded up to draft him back in 2017, because it's been a roller coaster since, and I wouldn't change it for the world. He's such a warrior as well. I mean, I saw people on Twitter, and I'm inclined to agree that it was a bit of a Michael Jordan flu game moment in that Super Bowl coming out of the halftime. Obviously, after being injured at the end of the towards the end of the first half, and you see him wincing and almost screaming on the sideline in agony, and then coming back on the second half and doing what he did to get the job done, and he just really stuck it out for his team, and he knows what needs to be done because he's been there before. Like I said, it just felt like one of those MJ flu game moments where it's like, you're not going to stop this guy no matter how hurt he is, no matter how he's feeling. He's going to go out there and do his thing and win a championship. That's exactly what he did. He's been that guy. He's going to continue to be that guy, and I hope that, it brings 20 more Super Bowl rings in Kansas City's future. What a warrior. What a player. There's not much else you can say about him, really. Just absurdly good. Just almost unbelievably good.
Yeah, he is unbelievably good, and definitely the best is yet to come for Mr. Mahomes. And, Owen, we're entering the new era of quarterbacks in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence. Also, you could put Lamar Jackson in the mix as well. And where do you see Patrick competing amongst that elite class of quarterbacks for the next decade and a half?
I mean, not to sound too big-headed, but there's only one quarterback on that list that has a Super Bowl, let alone two, and that's Patrick Mahomes. I think he's come up against a lot of adversity, and these quarterbacks are great. They're such amazing talents, all the guys you listed, and they've proved it as well in their careers, and they've had some brilliant games and plays that have really cemented them as career guys and franchise guys for their teams. So, yeah, all credit to these guys that you mentioned, Joe Burrow especially, and all these other guys. I mean, at the start, it was Lamar Jackson versus Mahomes, and now it's just Mahomes. And then it was Jalen and Mahomes versus Mahomes. And then it was Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow and Mahomes. And once again, it's just Mahomes left standing at the end of the season. So, yeah, it's going to be fun watching these guys battle for the next decade, especially with most of those guys being from the AFC. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, they're all in the AFC. So to have that interconference rivalry as well going on for Mahomes, it's going to be so much fun this next decade. I just hope NFL fans across the whole league, no matter what team you support, just strap in and witness what these quarterbacks are going to do for the next decade, because no matter who comes out on top, it's going to be a great fight, and it's going to be so much fun regardless of what team you're rooting for. So they're great guys, but right now, I mean, you can't really put anyone above Patrick Mahomes in the league. He's something else. He's different, and he just keeps proving it.
Oh, yeah, he's different. He's definitely something special, and can't wait for what the next decade and a half holds for Mahomes and the rest of those great crop of quarterbacks. And speaking of a great crop of quarterbacks, we saw a great quarterback previously with Tom Brady. Can we begin the conversation with Mahomes equaling Brady or passing Brady?
I don't know. I think there's a big difference between talent and longevity in the NFL. We've seen anyone play the quarterback position the way Mahomes has played the quarterback position. Like I said earlier, that the 5 years of a career, this has never happened before. Like, you've never seen a quarterback get off for this good of a start in their NFL career. But then having said that, it's Tom Brady. He's got 7 Super Bowl rings. He literally has more Super Bowl rings than any other team combined across their whole like existence. One person, it's unheard of how much success he's had in this league, no matter what sport you watch. So he'll always sit there as the person to chase and the person to beat. I know Mahomes doesn't look like that. I know that he's focused on himself and doing what he can do to have the best career that he can have. But I think talent wise, I don't think we've seen a talent like Mahomes or maybe as impressive as Mahomes. Certainly not in the first 5 years of a career for a quarterback. But I don't think we're there yet, putting him on that pedestal with Brady. But, you know, he's got his whole year ahead of him. He's 27 years old. So let's wait and see what he does for the rest. And let's have this conversation again in 10 years' time.
Rightfully so. And a lighthearted question I have to ask you. You know, the Chiefs came out in the second half and they really turned things around. Do you think it was the long halftime show that Rihanna presented to the world that made a difference in the Chiefs getting that second win?
Yeah, I mean, especially with Mahomes' injury, I think the extra time that he had to really get that checked out and make sure that he was right and not rushing to get him back on the field, it's obviously going to help. I mean, Super Bowl halftime shows are always longer than regular halftime shows. There was more of a spectacle. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it helps, but no more than it would have helped the Eagles to rest up and get themselves right and to game plan for the second half. I mean, it's huge for each team. And I think one of the funny things from that Super Bowl halftime show is what Mahomes said on Jimmy Kimmel afterwards, when he was saying about how Andy Reid said, if anyone wants to go out there and watch the halftime show, just keep on walking and leave the stadium because you're not going to be playing in the second half if you do. And I just think that mentality of, like, you're not here to have fun, you're here to win a game and you're here to really prove yourself. So if you want to go out there and watch the game and watch the halftime show, just keep on going and don't bother coming back into the locker room. I think that's such a funny moment and really emulates this whole Chiefs team and really shows what we're all about. And it was great to see those guys regroup and to get back out there and to pull off the second half they did and to come back down from 10 points again in a playoff game. It's just incredible. Just like we did in Super Bowl 54, I think we really came back and showed our grit in that second half. And, yeah, thanks to Rihanna for putting on a show for us because it really helped us in the end.
Yeah, to tell you one thing, the Chiefs, every Super Bowl team has their personalities, and they definitely showed that off. And, of course, I know the Chiefs took advantage of that. And let's stay with Rihanna for a moment in the Super Bowl halftime show. What were your thoughts on Riri doing her thing on the world stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think she proves that she just has unlimited bangers of songs. She just has amazing songs. It's just one after the other, these hits are coming out, and it's like, oh, yeah, she, like this song as well, oh, my God. And, oh, yeah, she's a great artist, and she's an artist that's not really been very active recently, like, in terms of releasing music. So it's been great to see her see her play her old songs and to play all these hits and all these classics that we all know and love, no matter what country you're in, whether it's the US or across the pond in the UK. We all obviously know Rihanna. And she put on a show. She did well. And I think they announced afterwards that she was pregnant as well, which is just makes the whole thing even more impressive. The fact that she did that whilst being pregnant. So congrats to her and what a show she put on. It was great to watch. Although I wasn't in the best mood watching it because of the Chiefs being down 10 points. So it didn't put me in the best mood whilst watching it being down. But it was a great show nonetheless. Props to her.
Indeed. Big props to Rihanna for doing her thing at the Super Bowl halftime show and revealing her pregnancy, and someone that's always filled with new ideas and being innovative on the offensive front. Andy Reid, another trophy for Coach Reid. Give me your thoughts on Coach Reid and his continued success and his legacy.
I mean, if we thought that Super Bowl 54 was cementing his legacy, to finally get that ring on his finger after however many years coaching and being a head coach in the NFL across Philadelphia and Kansas City, to be able to come out a second time in your fourth Super Bowl appearance, I think, if you include the one in Philadelphia, to come out in another Super Bowl and to pull off a win against your old team. And such a great team as well, which has arguably one of the best defensive lines in the NFL, if not the best. And then that defense they've got as well, not to mention the quarterback and all those pieces they've got on offense. So to come out and to game plan like he did against such a formidable opponent in the Philadelphia Eagles was so impressive. And like I said earlier at the start of the call, he's just one of the best defensive minds in the NFL's ever seen. And I think he pulled off an offensive masterclass in this Super Bowl. I think if it's not Patrick Mahomes, I think he's the MVP if we can give the award to a head coach, because he just did his thing and just absolutely schemed his butt off. Excuse my French, but he had a great game and I'm so happy for him to be able to get his second Super Bowl ring and to really cement this team dare I say it, a dynasty. But I don't want to go there yet. I think we've got a few years to go, but. Yeah, great to see him get his second Super Bowl ring and to start what could be a historic team in the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of someone that deserves to be cemented in his legacy to be intact as well as the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, someone that's been passed over for coaching jobs within the last several years. Just give me your thoughts on Coach Bieniemy and where he stands in terms of his legacy with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, you see what he does with these players running around in circles before the snap and playing ring around the rosies and all this other hilarious play calling that he comes up with and that him and Andy Reid pull together. I mean, he's proved it now. He's that guy. He can have an NFL head coaching job. I don't know why he's not there yet. It baffles me watching this offense play football for however many years. It's been now with Bieniemy at the helm and he's still not had a head coaching position. It's a shame because you want to see a guy like that be able to move on and get the opportunity he deserves. So I really hope that he does get the opportunity this offseason, as much as I wanted to stay on the Chiefs. It'd be great to see him go off and get the head coaching position. Or maybe even take over if Andy Reid decides to hang up the clipboard. Who knows? I hope he doesn't, obviously, because Andy Reid is such a phenomenal player, but it'd be great to see Bieniemy on our sideline rather than an opposing team sideline. But at the same time, you want to see him get the job that he deserves. So, I really hope he gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope he gets his shot one day as a head coach in the NFL. All right, let's move along now to 2023. So I know it's so premature because we're still celebrating. You guys, the Chiefs fans, are still celebrating the victory in Super Bowl 57. But what's, in your opinion, Owen, what's 2023 looking like for the Chiefs? We know Mahomes is back. We know Kelce is back. Pacheco has a rookie contract. What about the rest of the core players going forward for next season?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it does feel premature. But, yeah, I mean, I guess like now we've got however many months it is until the NFL season returns in September. There's plenty of time to talk about the Chiefs and what they're going to do. I mean, it's hard wrapping my head around that all now, just coming off this win and just trying to enjoy it. But I think as long as we keep those key pieces there, we should be able to field a similar team and a similar talent-wise team. Another strong draft from Brett Veach is going to be essential because we've still got some holes to fill and we've still got some pieces that we can use to bolster this team up. But, I mean, coming off a year that was meant to be a rebuilding year for us after, or at least a retooling year for us after losing Tyreek Hill and some other pieces like Tyrann Mathieu and I mean, this can go on. It was meant to be a bit of like a retooling and a regrounding year for us, and then to leave it a Super Bowl champion is just incredible. So, yeah, I think the sky's the limit for this team, and I think the floor is not much lower than that. So, I mean, Mahomes has proven it going to 5 straight championship games. So, I think no matter who trots out there, as long as we've got the core pieces with Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones and a few other bits in there like Nick Bolton and Pacheco on his rookie contract. I think we've got a shot, and I think we can really field a good team. I don't think it'll stop the NFL analysts picking the Chargers to win the AFC West in 2023 like they do every year, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see, and it only matters as who's left standing in February. So, yeah, we'll see what's happening, but it's going to be an exciting year ahead as long as you've got Mahomes at the wheel.
Absolutely, and you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is a podcast that looks at the United Kingdom from a Kansas City Chiefs and an NFL fan's perspective, and he is also a contributor to 99 Yards. Again, Owen, thank you so much, and tell everybody what's going on over at Arrowheads Abroad and 99 Yards.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of fun at Arrowheads Abroad and 99 Yards. It's great being a part of that team. We were over in Dublin, the Arrowheads Abroad team, over in Dublin, Ireland, for the Super Bowl. A huge get-together with Chiefs fans from across the UK. A couple from America as well came over. So, yeah, it was great to be with those guys. My first Super Bowl surrounded by Chiefs fans as well, which was just a great time and with great company as well. And what a way to celebrate the Chiefs' third Super Bowl victory and second one that I can remember, obviously the first one being in 1969. So, yeah, it was great having that victory surrounded by such great people. What a great experience that was. And we'll be podcasting throughout the whole of the off-season as well. We might take a couple of weeks off after we've delved into the Super Bowl later this week. We might take a couple of weeks off just to unwind after the season, but we'll be right back at it when the draft kicks in and all of those exciting stuff happens in the off-season. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting that ball rolling for the 2023 season and just podcast them if we can. And the 99 Yards team just sent out their NFL honours, which was voted on by the contributors of the site. So that was rolling out on Twitter. It was really nice to see who was voting for who and pulling that together. It looked great. So, yeah, no, it's a great time, on both channels.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Arrowheads Abroad and 99 Yards.
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on Twitter at Widowson Owen. That's Widowson Owen. The Kansas City Arrowheads Abroad team, you can find them at @KCChiefs_UK. And then the 99 Yards team are at 99 Yards. And that's 99, like spell out, not the numbers. So like N-I-N-E, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's where you can find us on Twitter.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Owen Whittleson. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and also a contributor to 99 Yards. They give you a unique from the United Kingdom on their take of the NFL. Owen, has been great, my man. Thank you again, as always. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great. What a great time we have. We always have fun when we have these chats. So, yeah, we'd love to come back whenever. Thanks for having me. And go Chiefs.
We have a lot of fun as well. And thanks again, my man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it. Touchdown. Pacheco right up the gut and in. Touchdown. Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in. Touchdown, Kansas City. Low sinking kick. Tony on the run. Still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going and he's down to the 5.
eligible player on back-to-back plays.
Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs, and Sky Moore. Mahomes, pressure, lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Prior to the pass, holding, number 24, defense, 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Essentially run it down to the field goal try with McKinnon. See what he decides to do here.
Yeah, he's got
to
get down, he's got to get down.
And he does. I mean, there'll be mere seconds left if they take it down and kick a field goal and have to kick off to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs will set up for a Super Bowl 57 game-winning field goal. For the lead. Butker up. Got it. The Chiefs 8 seconds away. Everything perfect there. Snap and hold. No slipping on the turf. And here we go. Hurts has all day. Now some rushers come. Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Hey, he's this man right here. This man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around.
MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid. We got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also. Well, he's the MVP. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When you stay at Vrbo, you always get the whole home. The whole upstairs, the whole downstairs, and the whole nap room. Only whole vacation homes. Always all yours. Book on the Vrbo app. When you stay at a Vrbo vacation home, the host doesn't stay with you. So when you share an inside joke, sunscreen, or couch, it will only be with people you want to be there. Because without privacy in your vacation home, it isn't really a vacation. Is it? Only whole vacation homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
It means a lot.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards. Those media outlets look at the NFL from a fan's perspective from the United Kingdom. So again, a big special thank you to Owen for being on the program. And before we get on out of here, I just want to tell all of you, thank you so much for being a part of another thrilling and another great season of the league wraparound. I hope I did my best, and I hope we did our best to help you stay informed and stay grounded, not just staying entertained, but staying informed on what was currently going on in the NFL. We hope we entertained and we hope we informed you with the great interviews and, of course, with the statistics and the highlights to do our best to give you the coverage that, you know, that you need for to keep you abreast of what's going on in the National Football League. And on behalf of all of us, we say thank you from the bottom of my heart, and we hope we did our best to entertain and most of all inform you this season. And that's going to do it for the season finale of the league wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson, co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast and a contributor for 99 Yards. Of course, those media outlets are dedicated to highlighting the NFL from a perspective from the United Kingdom. And again, a big special thank you to Owen for coming on the show as always and giving us his knowledge and his expertise on his favorite team, the Kansas City Chiefs. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again real soon. And we'll leave you now with the Kansas City Chiefs winning Super Bowl 57. Until next time, everybody, so long.
Mahomes looking that way, throwing that way. Kelce got it. Touchdown. Pacheco right up the gut and in! Touchdown! Quick throw. Tony's got it. Tony walks in! Touchdown, Kansas City! Low sinking kick. Tony on the run. Still up on his feet. Tony has a wall. It's another block. Tony inside the 20. Tony still going, and he's down to the 5.
Eligible player on back-to-back plays.
Blitz coming. Mahomes, man wide open. Touchdown, Chiefs, and Sky Moore. Mahomes. Pressure, lofting one, end zone incomplete. Juju Smith-Schuster couldn't catch up. There's a flag at the 10. Hang on, there's a penalty.
Prior to the pass, holding, number 24, defense. 5-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Essentially run it down to the field goal try with McKinnon. See what he decides to do here.
Yeah, he's got
to
get down, he's got to get down.
And he does. I mean, there'll be mere seconds left if they take it down and kick a field goal and have to kick off to Philadelphia. So the Chiefs will set up for a Super Bowl 57 game-winning field goal. For the lead. Butker up. Got it. seconds away. Everything perfect there. Snap and hold. No slipping on the turf. And here we go. Hurts has all day. Now some rushers come. Going to throw it as far as his arm can take it, which is well short. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
I mean, it was just everybody. It didn't come from one person. Everybody said we had to step our game up. Our defense played their ass off in that second half. And our offense, we found a way. Man, I just want to thank everybody, man. Everybody on this team. Hey, this is man right here.
Man, one of y'all said the Chiefs were going to take it home this year. Not a single one. Feel it. And on top of that, next time the Chiefs say something, put some respect on our name.
It was just all hard. We knew we didn't play our best. We knew we didn't play for each other as much as we wanted to. That first half was just, you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game. A lot of guys playing a little uncharacteristic, and we were just able to, you know, regroup at halftime and figure it out in that second half, man. We were flying around.
MV Pat, you can't say enough about what this guy means to Kansas City and this team.
I mean, it's just, I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid, we got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby. We're going to celebrate this the right way.
Well, I'll give the credit to the big old line and to Pat Mahomes and all those guys around him. Eric Bieniemy was phenomenal also. Well, he's the MVP. I mean, that's all that needs to be said, right? MVP. And he saw it tonight. It means a lot.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts EASY to 203203. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY to 203203. That's EASY to 203203.